Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. The Democrats are protecting Joe Biden's dark criminal activity. Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in. I am pleased and honored to be here to bring you the news. Now, of course, we're going to talk about this hearing that's going on Capitol Hill. And I didn't even know that it was going on or it was taking place today. And I'm at the gym working out. And my producer, she sends me a message saying, check this out. And of course, most of the time when I'm at the gym, I'm kind of like scrolling through X and just different places looking at information. And of course, I see this and I'm tied in. The Democrats, they do what they always do. They protect the criminal. Think about it. And then after protecting the criminal, guess what happens? They'll make monuments for the criminal. They'll make statues for the criminal. They'll make bills for the criminal, saying that this criminal was such an honorable person, like George Floyd, for example. Did you know they were trying to do a George Floyd bill? And it's basically against police officers all across the country. But what we're seeing here with Joe Biden and his criminal activity is just mind-blowing. Everybody knows that Joe is a criminal. Everybody knows it. It's no secret. You can't even hide the fact that Joe is a criminal. The Democrats want you to believe otherwise, but we all know that Joe is senile and he really needs to go. Let me share some of the hearing for it with you. So, I can't show all of it because it's still going on right now. And it's been going on for what, at least 3, 4, 5 hours already. This hearing's been going on. So let me share some of the stuff that I believe is like a highlight about what's been taking place in this hearing already. In this first clip, Jim Jordan, he absolutely breaks it down why Joe Biden should be removed. And her actually put in there saying that Joe Biden should not be found guilty. No, actually, he didn't. He said that shouldn't be prosecuted. He didn't say that he didn't find him guilty because the Democrats tried to say that he was exonerated. And he said, no, I can't say that. I can't say that because that's not in the document. He's 100% guilty. But this one clip right here should be the nail in the coffin for all of it. But the Democrats, they don't hear any of it, but you will. Listen.
Why did Joe Biden, in your words, willfully retain and disclose classified materials? I mean, he knew the law. Been in office like 50 years, 5 decades in the United States Senate, chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, 8 years as vice president. He got briefed every day as vice president. He's been in the Situation Room. In fact, you know he knew the rules. Because you said so on page 226. President Biden was deeply familiar with the measures taken to safeguard classified documents. And Joe Biden told us he knew the rules. Mr. Armstrong said this earlier. Joe Biden was deeply familiar with it. You're exactly right, because he told us when Jack Smith goes after President Trump, Joe Biden says, how could this happen? What data was in those documents that could compromise sources and methods? It's irresponsible. So Joe Biden knew the rules. You know he knew the rules. And Joe Biden told us he knew the rules. So, Mr. Herr, why did he break them?
Congressman, the conclusion as to exactly why the president did what he did is not one that we explicitly address in the report. The report explains my decision to the Attorney General that no criminal charges were warranted in this manner.
I think you did tell us. I think you told us, Mr. Herr. Page 231, you said this. President Biden had strong motivations. That's a key word. We're getting to motive now. President Biden had strong motivations to ignore the proper procedures for safeguarding the classified information in his notebooks. Why did he have strong motivations? Because, next word, because he decided months before leaving office to write a book. To write a book. That was his motive. He knew the rules. He broke them because he was writing a book. And you further say, and he began meeting with the ghostwriter while he was still vice president.
Let me stop it real quick. This is so good. There's more to this. I mean, this one clip, I do apologize. I'm like, Will, let us listen to it. Let's listen to it. I hear you. The ghostwriter getting all the information from Joe Biden, doesn't have the clearance, but yet he was feeding him all of this information to the ghostwriter. Joe Biden wanting to write a book, and Jim Jordan is getting ready to get into how much it's worth to Joe Biden to leak classified documents to a ghostwriter, to basically anybody, and listen to the price.
There's the motive. Mr. Herr, how much did President Biden get paid for his book?
Off the top of my head, I'm not sure if that information appears in the report.
It sure does. There's a dollar amount in there. You remember?
It may be $8 million.
$8 million. Joe Biden had 8 million reasons to break the rules. Took classified information and shared it with the guy who was writing the book. That's why he did. He knew the rules, but he broke them for $8 million in a book advance. But you know what? It wasn't just the money. Joe Biden, here's this page 231, very next page. Joe Biden, in your report, Joe Biden viewed his notebooks as an irreplaceable, contemporaneous record of the most important moments of his vice presidency. He had written this all down for the book, for the $8 million. And the next thing you say in your report is, quote, such a record would buttress his legacy as a world leader. You know what this is? It wasn't just the money. It wasn't just $8 million. It was also his ego. Pride and money is why he knowingly violated the rules. The oldest motives in the book, pride and money. You agree with that, Mr. Herr? You wrote it in your report.
That language, and it does appear in the report, and we did identify evidence supporting those assessments.
You also had another interesting statement in your report. You said Joe Biden, I want to make sure I get this right, viewed himself as a man of presidential timber. Remember that statement, Mr. Herr?
I believe that does appear in the report, at least in the executive summary.
I think this is interesting, because here's the scary part. Page 200. I said this earlier in my opening statement. Page 200. Joe Biden, this is a quote, Joe Biden risked serious damage to America's national security when he shared information with his ghostwriter. Shared it with his ghostwriter, the guy who was helping Joe Biden get $8 million. And oh, by the way, Mr. Herr, what did that ghostwriter do with the information Joe Biden shared with him on his laptop? What did he do after you were named special counsel?
Listen to this part, everybody. This is an ongoing investigation. And now they find out that Herr is the special counsel appointed to this case. And then the ghostwriter, he did exactly what you would expect every single Democrat to do. What do you expect them to do with data that's going to hurt Joe Biden? What do you expect them to do with it? Listen, he should go to jail. He should go to prison for this alone. But probably nothing's going to happen to him. Nothing happened to Hillary Rodham Clinton when she did the exact same thing.
Chairman, if you're referring to the audio recordings that Mr. Zwanitzer created of his conversations with
exactly
Biden,
what I'm referring to.
He slid, if I remember correctly, he slid those files into his recycle bin on his computer.
Tried to destroy the evidence, didn't he?
Correct.
The very guy who was helping Joe Biden get the $8 million, $8 million Joe Biden used, the motive for Joe Biden to disclose classified information, to retain classified information, which he definitely knew was against the law. When you get named special counsel, what's that guy do? He destroys the evidence. That's the key takeaway in my mind.
He destroys the evidence. What, like with a cloth? You remember that? Like with a cloth? And how come? And you know what? There's another time where a Republican, of course, is asking her, why didn't you go after the Ghost Rider. For one, the Ghost Rider should never had that information. For two, when the Ghost Rider found out that he was going to be implicated in this case, that he deleted data. He went straight up and started deleting data. Does anybody else have a problem with this? Is anyone else seeing this the way we are seeing this?
That's a good question. I mean, why? What? I mean, they just are letting people. I mean, they let Hillary Clinton get away with doing it. Now they're letting him get away with doing it. That's a problem.
It is a problem. This is like a reoccurring thing when it comes to the Democrats. Just like the January 6th committee, 1.5 terabytes of data just gone, supposedly. They deleted all of it, 1.5 terabytes of data. That when President Trump, because when they brought the case up against President Trump, he had subpoena power to where he could get the records. And then all of a sudden, 1.5 terabyte of data just disappeared. They deleted it. Same thing here, and no one's being held accountable for it. Why is it that Republicans, conservative Christians, people who love America, when they do something that violates the law, the book is thrown at them? See, they say justice is blind, except for when it comes to those that are on the right. When people on the right do something wrong, they lift up the little blindfold and say, get him, get him, get him, get her, get her, get him, get her, get him, get her. But then when the Democrats do it, then the blindfold goes back on. It's justice for all. We live in a two-tier banana republic justice system. Two-tier banana republic justice system. And the Democrats, they're doing everything they can to defend and protect the criminal activity of Joe Biden. If this was President Trump, the Democrats would be like, yep, President Trump. Or if it was VP Trump, or if it was Senator Trump, and he had these documents, and he's been in political office for 50 plus years, and he didn't understand taking these documents home would violate the law, but you can't hold him accountable because he doesn't have the memory to remember anything. And see, that's what has the Democrats upset about this whole thing. They're not upset because they have the report. They're actually happy with the report. Except for the part where it talks about Joe Biden being senile. That's the part that they have a problem with. That's the part that they don't like. They want President Trump to be tried and convicted for what Joe Biden has done himself. And what they keep leaving out is that President Trump, he was president. He, to my understanding, and I'm not sure why the Republicans are not bringing this up. Maybe they're waiting for Brian Donalds to bring it up. Byron Donalds. Maybe waiting for him to bring it up. Because the first time I heard about it is because if once you're president and you're in the White House, because you have busy lives, you have up to 5 years to turn over documents that you may have taken with you when you clean out your office. You have up to 5 years, but none of them are bringing it up. Maybe they're just waiting towards the end of all of this to bring that up. I don't know. But President Trump had every right to take the documents with him. And then when he told the FBI not once but twice to take whatever it is that you want to take, they didn't have a problem until they had the problem of not finding the docs that they're actually looking for. That's when the problem came in. And they still don't know where those docs are. When we come back, I'm going to show you what Ratskin has to say about you, the American people. Don't.
Can you tell us how the Bank Secrecy Act and exemptions to the Right to Financial Privacy Act may not be in compliance with the Fourth Amendment, or how the implementation of those acts may violate the Fourth Amendment?
Sure. Much like Brian Knight alluded to a minute ago, once the bank or a financial institution has the information, the government has it.
The time is now to get into action. Go to uniteamericafirst.com/action and take action. The Alliance Defending Freedom is an organization that is fighting for Americans' rights. Today, go to uniteamericafirst.com/action. Get the information that you see right now on the screen, how you can fight this. uniteamericafirst.com
/action and click on Alliance Defending Freedom. Do it today. Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think will be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
1/3 of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
At the State of the Union address last week for the whole country to see. The desperate quest to invent an issue is a distraction from the 91 federal and state federal charges that Donald Trump faces now, his staggering civil court losses in New York, now totaling more than $500 million, and his full-blown embrace and romance with authoritarian dictators and communist tyrants all over the world, from Viktor Orban in Hungary to Vladimir Putin in Russia, the former head of the KGB, to the communist dictator of North Korea. It's not that this, my friends, this is a memory test. But it's not a memory test for President Biden. It's a memory test for all of America.
Right here, listen to this. Now, he's getting ready to talk about you, the American people. He's getting ready to talk about your memory, our memory, how it was with President Trump. Let me remind you, when President Trump was in office, we didn't have all of these wars. When President Trump was in office, the economy was doing great. When President Trump is in office, the only issues that we had were the left trying to create all this political violence throughout the country. We didn't have all of these issues. President Trump was protecting us on the border. We didn't have all the deaths from fentanyl that we have now. The Democrat Party, they are the party of the actual fascism. They are repeating the German Nazis from 1940s. They're the ones just doing it. And it was really interesting, like I'm constantly saying, the Democrats go, oh, look what everyone sees. Let me say it like this. Everyone sees what the Democrats are doing over here on the left. All the Democrats see it. The entire world sees what the Democrats are doing over here on the left. But the Democrats go, oh, but look, they're acting like Nazis. They're acting like fascists. And the reason why the people believe it, that are simple-minded, is because they actually see it happening when the Democrats are doing it, but the Democrats deflect their attention and blame the Republicans. Here's the proof of him calling you and I, all of us, more than half the American people, Nazis. Watch.
Do we remember fascism? Do we remember Nazism? Do we remember communism and totalitarianism? Have we completely forgotten the sacrifices of our parents and grandparents and prior generations? While we play pin the tail on the donkey in this wild goose chase, all of these silly games, Donald Trump entertains authoritarian hustler Viktor Orban at Mar-a-Lago for the weekend, and Orban comes out to declare that if we indeed sleepwalk into another Trump presidency, Trump will, quote, not give a single penny to Ukraine. That's what all of this is about. It's about trying to pull the wool over the eyes of America, because the tyrants and dictators of the world are on the march today. So who wins with this ludicrous, embarrassing spectacle? Orban wins, Putin wins, Xi wins, the tyrants of...
Wait, no, let me stop it really quick. So this gentleman that he's talking about, the from Hungary, did you know Hungary is a part of NATO? I just looked it up. Hungary joined NATO after the collapse of communism. After the collapse of communism. See, this just proves my point that these people on the left, these evil people, Ratskin and the rest of them, they want the new communist Democrat Party of America to take place. And they only want a one-party system in this country. It proves my point. And now he's on here talking bad about a NATO ally. And let me remind you and everybody else that doesn't know this, Ukraine is not part of the United States of America, and they are not an ally to the United States of America.
Well, you know why he brought him up, right? Because just last week, the president of Hungary came to the United States and he met with Trump. He did not meet with Biden, and they don't like that.
Yeah, they're butthurt about it.
Yep, they
like,
sure
how
are.
Dare he come to the country and not want to see what and sit down with talking Joe Biden?
Well, he basically, the president endorsed Trump. He said, if you want to save your country,
yeah,
you need to vote
yes,
for
you
Trump.
Need to, you need to vote for Trump. Mm-hmm. And it has him upset. So now here it is. This communist is attacking another NATO ally, right? Think about that. How they're always talking about NATO.
The world win. They have one more reason to celebrate Donald Trump and his cult followers who've completely lost their way. They're looking for high crimes and misdemeanors. Now they appoint themselves amateur memory specialists, and that's what they pounce on the president of the United States about. America faces a choice between democracy and tyranny. And the president laid it out at Valley Forge, and he laid it out in the State of the Union. Will America stand on the side of people struggling against fascist aggression? Will we stand with the people of Ukraine against Vladimir Putin, whose filthy war has meant the kidnapping of thousands of Ukrainian children, the murder, the slaughter of...
Now, you notice how he's so concerned about the children in Ukraine. But he's not concerned about the 100,000 plus children that are missing in the United States of America that's been sex trafficked across the southern border. You notice this? This is what you call a full-on hypocrite. This dude is blatantly a hypocrite. Now, I'm going to go ahead. I'm not going to torture you any longer with his stupidity. I want you to listen to this young lady. How do you pronounce her name? Sparks? Is that how you say it? Sparks? She used to live under communist regime, and she's going to address Ratskin's comments about communists. And he's trying to say that you are the commie, trying to say that we supporting President Trump, we're the commies. How does that make sense? How is it that you're wanting to make America great and you put America first, make you the commie? This is how stupid these people are. And they expect all of us to forget who the actual communists are. But listen to this. This is good.
He didn't outsmart you and all of us. But before I yield, I just wanted to actually just comment on something. You know, Mr. Ratskin mentioned about, you know, us not remembering communists. I actually grew up under communists, and I have a very good recollection what it is. And unfortunately, tyrants are on the rise, on the march, which he said. Unfortunately, they've been emboldened by, you know, President Obama, now by President Biden, too. And unfortunately, our government and Department of Justice is really now resembles, you know, a tyrannical government. It's sad for me to see that, but I'm going, and with a really double standard what we have there, but I'm going to yield to Chairman.
Y'all see this?
I mean, she smacked him.
She sure did. She
said,
she
you are the ones
him.
That resemble a communist
yes.
country.
She
right?
straight up said Obama, now
yep,
Joe
she
Biden.
Named him.
She called him out by name.
She said
who's
Department of
absolutely
Justice.
Representing the communists in this country.
Right.
So you man, you can't. I'm willing to bet that they're upset because she's not on their team, wanting to push the communism that she fled from. And now she's on here calling everybody out for it, calling these Democrats out for their communism that they're trying to implement into the country. I don't know why this wouldn't make anybody upset. And I've said this so many times, and I'm going to say it again. I said it earlier. The Democrats, they are not for the American people. They're not.
You know what?
The country is so divided. I don't think we've never been this divided since the first Civil War. We're completely divided.
Yeah, isn't it hard to listen to these hearings? Because
it really is.
And it's the same people over and over, you know, that spew the same lies over and over and over, even after they've been caught in lies, Raskin and Schiff and I mean, it's Johnson. It gets so tiresome to listen to them, and they don't even really ask her a whole lot of questions. They mostly get up there and just give their statement, and most of it is about Trump. You know, Trump this, Trump that, Trump this, right people, you're bad, we're good. You know, I mean, it's, if you really want to be, you know, somebody that accomplishes something in these hearings, you have to ask her the questions and not attack the other side of the aisle. This hearing was for her and for him to support his findings on Biden's classified docs. They didn't ask him a whole lot of questions because they don't really want to get to the, they don't want it to come out that her was easy on Biden. I mean, do you think he was easy on Biden?
I think because you have the left trying to say that her report is political and they're trying to say that her report helped President Trump because they have Joe Biden's mental capacity in it. He can't remember anything. He's old. He's senile. They're saying that the report helped President Trump out, but it actually helps Joe Biden out, right? Yeah. Because it helps Joe Biden because he said that they're not going to prosecute him for it. They found no reason to prosecute him, even though he did all the criminal activity when he was senator, when he was VP. He gets a pass for it.
Well, it's not that they didn't find anything. He said that he did do things he wasn't supposed to do. They're saying that a jury wouldn't convict him. That's the only thing.
So basically he's speculating on what a jury would do.
And that's what he said.
He's assuming what a jury would do.
That's his job. That's what her will tell you. That was his job.
To assume.
To make a judgment on whether or not it is prosecutable.
But that's an assumption. At the end of the day, it's still an assumption.
I mean, yeah, it is.
Because he doesn't know. I mean, if Will Johnson's sitting on a jury and I see all this evidence about Joe Biden having these docs when he was senator and when he was VP and he's been in political office for how many years? Really? 50 plus years? He's been there and he doesn't know the difference between classified documents. And now we make up the excuse because he's over 80.
And
he's losing
his
mind that we can't find him guilty of anything. And then one of the Republicans during a hearing was saying, well, there's a lady, she's 80 years old, that was there on January 6th, did nothing wrong, no violence, no criminal activity, didn't go even go into the Capitol, nothing. But yet they put her in jail. They put her in jail. Why is that? See, again, it's a two-tier justice system. It only applies to us that love the country. Everybody else that hates the country, you get a free pass because this evil, demonic spirit has taken over the Democrat Party. Well, it didn't take over the Democrat Party. That's what the Democrat Party spawned it from. But they've been exposed. And it's happening more and more. We'll be right back.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history, just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace challenge today.
Everybody, thank you so much for being with us. We're going to get back to this, some of this hearing that we're sharing with you that is really explosive and is exposing the Democrats themselves. And I don't think they even understand it themselves. But I have to remind you, pamperwithgrace.com, pamperwithgrace.com is one of our sponsors here to help us keep going. So you need to check it out. Now, let me be clear about something. When you sign up, go ahead and sign up for the membership, right? The subscribe right there. Where's the subscribe?
Subscribe and
go ahead and subscribe. It's actually look. I'm telling you this because this stuff is absolutely wonderful. I'm really amazed by it. I got a story that I want to share with Shannon too because hers is really phenomenal. But when you sign up and you subscribe, it's cheaper. You can always cancel it. So take that discount when you do it. Take the discount. Get the discount. Subscribe. And look, if you're not happy, it's a 30-day money-back guarantee.
And you get to pick the date that it goes through.
So you get to pick the date. Mm-hmm. So take advantage. Get subscribe. Make the deal. Get the deal. I'm telling you right now. And let me tell you really quick. Okay, so my producer, she's been taking it every day, and she has a phenomenal story where she's been telling everybody because she's, you know, becoming more of a mature woman. You know how, you know, mature women, they go through certain things in their lives. Well, this last night I forgot to take mine, and I woke up about 5:30 this morning, and I'm like, oh man, I woke up thinking about Facebook and what they're doing to me, and I said, you know what, I forgot to take my elixir. So I got up, went to the kitchen, went to the refrigerator, and I got it, and I downed it. Down it really quick, went and got back into bed. And one of the reasons why I got up, because I had a headache. Now, I'm not saying that this, you know, maybe, I don't know yet. But it's a coincidence that I'm having sitting there having this headache and I'm wide awake and I'm like, So I went down it because most of the time I toss and turn if I have a headache too and I wake up. But I took it and 30 minutes later I was out and the next thing I know my alarm was going off. Hold up. Wait a minute. They put something in it and it's good and I like it. So that's just an experience that I had. Now, look, I guess I'm going to have to find out again, you know, because not that I want to do that again and wake up with a headache, but it was just really interesting because that's never happened like that before. Never happened. So pamperwithgrace.com. Go there today. Take advantage of the deal. Subscribe. Take advantage of the deal. Okay. Also, let me really quick. We're gonna move on. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Let me tell you really quick. I also need your support with this case that I have against the big tech companies. I didn't do anything wrong. It has nothing to do with Section 230. Has nothing to do with, you know, posting content. It has everything to do with Facebook having a vulnerability in their system. Imagine how many other businesses that have been compromised and they're not doing anything to fix it. Or maybe they are. Maybe they're just doing it to Will Johnson. Go ahead and split screen it for me. Maybe they're just doing it to me because I'm straight, black, conservative, Trump supporter, Christian. Maybe that's the reason why they're doing it to me. Because now leftists have been taking images from Facebook, posting them on different platforms and say, hey, look at Will Johnson. He calls himself a Christian, but then he turns around and he's posting all this pornographic stuff on his Facebook page. And it's not even me doing it. And then I've even shared the link here with the people that's posting. I said, I'm not posting it. This is the reason why it's posting it. And I've even told him, I said, thank you for putting that information out there so I can screenshot it and show exactly what is happening to me, because they're taking my identity. My identity, and they're saying, look what Will Johnson's doing, knowing good and well that I would never post pornographic pictures. Never would do it. The biggest thing, the biggest problem here is Facebook is not doing anything. I've already talked to lawyers about it. I plan on bringing a lawyer on this week to talk about this very thing. So please go to givesendgo.com/GBX26, or you can go to my website, uniteamericafirst.com. At the top of the page, you'll see the link directly to this at uniteamericafirst.com. There's three options here. You can support me, you can bless me, or you can pray for me, or hit the share button. Do two of the three, if not all three. Share it and pray for me. I need your prayers. And I most definitely need your support. Anything helps. Everything helps. Everything helps. And I actually put a little short video there, kind of going to some of the detail about what's going on, about what they're doing to me. I need to actually put another video. I'm going to do another video probably about a week or so from now, just to update it and allow people to know more information what's going on. So please, givesendgo.com/GBX26. Go there. Please support me. I really need your support. I mean, it wakes me up at the middle of the night still, what they're doing to me. This is them hurting me, right? And I've heard them talk about people in the past where they remove people's content. You know, we have that happen all the time. I post this stuff. They used to give me copyright strikes for my voice. Like right now, you don't hear any music. There's nothing going on. It's just my voice. On Facebook, they used to hit me with copyright strikes on my own voice. Like I don't own my voice. Like them telling them, they're like in the this mood of telling Will Johnson that we own you, Will Johnson, and we own your voice. I didn't say anything wrong. I don't ever curse. I don't ever call for violence. I show the violence of the left, and I never, ever have shown any nudity. I've never done it. Never have. Even on here, every now and then there's like, you know, when I'm showing stuff of the left, every now and then a bad word will slip through. And I take responsibility for that. But I don't say it. See, I can take responsibility for every now and then going on. But nudity, I don't care if it was in something and someone really needed to see. I will never show it because that's who I am. The Democrats, they have an agenda to crush everybody. Then I'm sitting there thinking about it. This is election year. This is election year too. So apparently I must have been reaching millions of, I know I was. I was reaching millions of people every single month on my Facebook business account. And they were in election year, and they don't want anybody to know that Will Johnson is a Trump supporter. They don't want anybody to know that Will Johnson loves America. So please, I'm calling on all Christians. I'm calling on all Christians. Because this is what it's about. I dedicated my page to doing God's will. At the top of my business page, it talks about Ephesians 5:11, exposing all this evilness. And they're look what they're doing to me. Facebook is allowing it to happen. And it leads me to believe that Facebook is behind it. Facebook is part of it. So please, givesandgo.com/GBX26 or go directly to my website, uniteamericafirst.com, and you'll see it right at the top of the page. We'll be right back.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me, and I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
And we're back, everybody. Let me get right back to this hearing. Here's one that you most definitely need to see. This is with Adam Schiff. Now, let me remind you, Adam Schiff was censored because he was lying to the American people. You remember he was reading the transcript for President Trump? There was nothing wrong with the transcript that he was with President Trump and Zelensky. It was Zelensky, right? The president of Ukraine. Was it Zelensky? Right? There was nothing wrong with the transcript. But Adam Schiff decided to add to the transcript to make it seem like it was worse than it was. And he said, well, I was doing a parody. He lied. That's the reason why he got censored. Now listen to what Adam Schiff is saying here. What a total hypocrite. And the Democrats all over X, they're celebrating what Adam Schiff is saying here because they are unable, they're not capable to realize that Adam Schiff is a blatant liar.
Sir, I want to ask you about some of the differences between the facts involving President Biden and President Trump. But before I do, I want to refer back to your opening statement in which you said that you did not disparage the president, your report. But of course, you did disparage the president. You disparaged him in terms you had to know would have a maximal political impact. You understood your report would be public, right?
I understood, based on comments that the Attorney General had made, that he had committed to make as much of my report public as consistent with legal policy and legal requirements.
And you could have chosen just to comment on the president's particular recall vis-a-vis a document or a set of documents, but you decided to go further and make a generalized statement about his memory, didn't you?
Congressman, I could have written my report, theoretically, in a way that omitted references to the president's memory, but that would have been an incomplete and improper report, and that it did not reflect my analysis and the explanation of my decision.
You could have written your report with comments about his specific recollection as to documents or a set of documents, but you chose a general pejorative reference to the president. You understood when you made that decision, didn't you, Mr. Herr, that you would ignite a political firestorm with that language, didn't you?
Congressman, politics played no part whatsoever in my investigative steps.
But you understood nevertheless, didn't you, Mr. Herr? Mr. Herr, you cannot tell me you're so naive as to think your words would not have created a political firestorm. You understood that, didn't you, when you wrote those words, when you decided to include those words, when you decided to go beyond specific references to documents? You understood how they would be manipulated by my colleagues here on the GOP side of the aisle and by President Trump. You understood that, did you not?
Congressman, what I understood is the regulations that govern my conduct as special counsel.
And those regulations
me to write a confidential report for the Attorney General,
which you knew would not be confidential.
Explaining my decision, and that is what I did, Congressman.
Mr.
I followed the rules.
You knew it would not be confidential.
I followed them.
You knew it would not be confidential, didn't you?
Sir, the regulations required me to write a confidential report explaining my decision to the Attorney General,
which you knew would be released.
It was up to the Attorney General to determine
you understood
what
it would be released.
The report
did you
would
not
be released consistent with DOJ policy.
You understood it would be released. You understood it would be released.
I understood from the Attorney General's public comments that he would make as much of my report public as he could, consistent with legal requirements in DOJ.
And you also understand DOJ policy that you are to take care not to prejudice the interests of the subject of an investigation, right?
That is generally one of the interests that DOJ policy requires that prosecutors respect.
And it was your obligation to follow that policy in this report, was it not?
It was also my obligation to write a confidential report for the Attorney General explaining completely
my
decision.
What you did write was deeply prejudicial to the interests of the president. You say it wasn't political, and yet you must have understood. You must have understood the impact of your words. You must have understood the impact of your decision to go beyond the specifics of a particular document, to go to the very general, to your own personal, prejudicial, subjective opinion of the president, one you knew would be amplified by his political opponent, one you knew that would influence a political campaign. You had to understand that. And you did it anyway.
Are you hearing this? So when Adam Schiff was doing the parody, did he not understand what he was doing? Does he understand what he's doing right now?
I was going
to
say.
And Johnson is sitting right next to him, like oblivious to what's going on, because they want to make this perception that they are in the right. They know what's best. They do no wrong. Adam Schiff, again, was censored because of his blatant lies. He was blatantly lying. He did a parody on the transcript. And then he's trying to drill him, hair, because he did not write the document the way Adam Schiff wanted it, because they put it in there that Joe Biden is basically senile. Listen.
He did it anyway. And let me just go to some of the differences here between the president's conduct and Mr. Trump's. In the superseding indictment, on page 3, it says that Mr. Trump suggested that his attorney falsely represented to the FBI and grand jury that he did not have documents called for by the grand jury subpoena. You didn't find anything like that with respect to Mr. Biden, did you?
Congressman, I do not have the Trump indictment in front of me, but I need to address something that you said in your prior question.
Now, look, he's getting ready to address that Adam Schiff is considering that he should have lied in the report. That's exactly what Adam Schiff is suggesting. And he's gonna say that, but he's not going to say it in the words that you wanted me to lie in the report. I'm not going to do that. Listen carefully.
What we're suggesting is that I needed to provide a different version of my report that would be fit
right
for
there.
Public release. That is nowhere in the rules. I was to prepare a confidential report that was comprehensive and thorough of an
explanation. What is in the rules, Mr. Herr, what is in the rules is you don't gratuitously do things to prejudice the subject of an investigation when you're declining to prosecute. You don't gratuitously add language that you know will be useful in a political campaign.
What was he doing when he was reading the transcript?
And what they're doing today.
That's all that he was doing. Look at Raskin's whole speech. And they're still doing the same thing.
Look at Raskin's whole speech.
Yes.
Political year.
Yes.
This is we're fighting for our democracy, he said, even though it's a republic.
And calling half the country fascists and Nazis.
I mean, they do it every opportunity.
Every time. Every time.
Right?
Listen to this. Only a little bit later.
We're not born yesterday. You understood exactly what you were doing. It was a choice. You certainly didn't have to include that language. You could have said, vis-a-vis the documents that were found at the university, the president did not recall. There is nothing more common. You know this. I know this. There is nothing more common with a witness of any age when asked about events that are years old to say, I do not recall. Indeed, they're instructed by their attorney to do that if they have any question about it. You understood that. You made a choice. That was a political choice. It was the wrong choice, Mr. Chairman.
It was a political choice. It was the wrong choice.
Only so, according to them.
Yeah, according to them.
Apparently, as special counsel, Herr found it very important to include it. Schiff, he should know he doesn't get a say in what the special counsel releases and what he reports.
But he wanted to have a say.
He does want
to. He wanted to have a say.
Because they want to be in control of the narrative.
Exactly.
They want... Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to play this other part. It's really a short clip. This is where her getting to another response to it. Jim Jordan, you know, allows him to respond to it because he's wanting him to lie, change it up for political reasons, basically.
Did the special counsel wish to respond to that final question?
Yes, Congressman. What you are suggesting is that I shape, sanitize, omit portions of my reasoning and explanation to the Attorney General for political reasons.
No, I suggest that you not shape your report for political reasons, which is what you did.
That did not happen, Congressman. That did not happen.
Gentleman yields back. Gentleman.
That's exactly it right there. He called Adam Schiff out on it. He wanted him to shift his verbiage, to shift the report for political reasons.
Yeah, to satisfy the Democrats.
Adam Schiff down, that's not the reason. I didn't want you to put in it for political reasons. That's the only reason why Adam Schiff did that. Adam Schiff, he's a blatant liar. He fabricates everything. I don't think that, and now he looked like, I mean, he could possibly win the Senate seat in California. He doesn't deserve it. He needs to be out from politics altogether. And he wants to go to the Senate because he wants to, like, he wants his legacy to be a senator without all of these flaws attached to him. Being a House representative. That's his goal. That's his agenda. Do we have time to go into this other one? Let me see. Okay. I think we have time to go. I'll go ahead and go to this one here. Is Joe Biden innocent? Yes or no? Is Joe Biden innocent? It's just a simple question. Did they put in the report if Joe Biden's innocent? Yes or no? Listen to this one. This is so good. I mean, there's so much that came out of this hearing, and the Democrats are all doing damage control. Watch.
I'm going to presume that you would never prosecute someone you thought was outright innocent.
Correct.
In this case, did you reach a conclusion that this man was outright innocent?
Right there. Was Joe Biden outright innocent? Yes or no? Yes or no?
That conclusion is not reflected in my report, sir.
Right. So you did not reach that conclusion, or it would have been in your report.
I viewed my task of explaining my decision to the Attorney General as being based on my judgment and my assessment of the evidence, would a conviction at trial be the probable outcome?
And I just want to make sure the record is complete in that, because I think it's extremely important. You did not reach an idea that he had committed no wrong. You reached a conclusion that you would not prevail at trial and therefore did not take it forward. Is that correct?
Correct, Congressman.
Okay. I just want to go through one or two little, these are housekeeping almost. The documents that the president, then vice president, took, which included his own notes, to your knowledge, aren't those covered by the Freedom of Information Act? Potentially.
I honestly do not know, Congressman.
Aren't they covered by the Presidential Records Act, as every note and every text of the president, the vice president, and members of cabinet are covered?
I think different folks would have different views on whether they're covered by the PRA, Congressman.
But isn't it true that he left office leaving no copies of that behind, and that alone was inconsistent with an open and transparent individual, correct?
I'm not aware of copies of those materials being left behind, Congressman.
Okay, I want to thank you, and Mr. Chairman.
Joe Biden's not innocent. Even in the report, it's not saying that Joe Biden's innocent. And the report kind of reminds me of James Comey. You remember the former FBI director when he came out and said no reasonable prosecutor would find, you know, would want to prosecute Hillary Rodham Clinton. And the only reason being that that took place is because no reasonable prosecutor wants to end up in a body bag. My personal opinion. That's happened so many times. So many times. But nothing's going to happen. They're just going to talk about it, and it'll be another day tomorrow. It's sad. Absolute Truth with Emma Robinson is coming up next, everybody. Stick around. God bless. We just talked about it.
Can you tell us how the Bank Secrecy Act and exemptions to the Right to Financial Privacy Act may not be in compliance with the Fourth Amendment, or how the implementation of those acts may violate the Fourth Amendment?
Sure. Much like Brian Knight alluded to a minute ago, once the bank or a financial institution has the information, the government has it.
The time is now to get into action. Go to uniteamericafirst.com/action and take action. The Alliance Defending Freedom is an organization that is fighting for Americans' rights. Today, go to uniteamericafirst.com/action. Get the information that you see right now on the screen, how you can fight this. uniteamericafirst.com/action and click on Alliance Defending Freedom. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
I'm Roger Stone, public enemy number one to the woke liberal mob. We need to defund the left in order to make America great again. Did you know that many of the large national and regional real estate firms actually contribute to woke liberal candidates and causes? Revere Realty is the only real America First company dedicated to traditional conservative values. I recommend Revere Realty, and when you contact them, tell them Roger sent you.
Go to MAGArealtor.com. MAGArealtor.com.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cars and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.